Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now yesterday on English for You, we were talking all about the Frankfurt Motor Show. And we learned all about the history of it. It started back in 1897, over a century ago.
Right.
And back then, they only had eight cars
to
look at. Now, how long does it take to look at eight cars? You walk in, and what, maybe 30 minutes later, you're done. You're like, okay, I've seen that one, that one, that one. Okay, I guess we'll go get some lunch or something.
Right.
Nowadays, of course, it is a much, much larger event. You've got hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, and also they had like 1,000 brands from 30 countries over that.
Exactly. Actually. So just imagine rooms and rooms full of nothing but cars.
So
if you are a car enthusiast, if you love to drive, or even if you can't drive yet, but you are wanting to drive in the future.
Thank you.
Just like Laura, this would be something that is definitely worth checking out. Okay, let's go ahead and read through day two of our article, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading. The Frankfurt Motor Show. The Frankfurt Motor Show is a large event that occupies 12 buildings. A German giant such as BMW would get its own building. The 230,000 square meters that hold the show can fit 28 soccer fields. Despite the massive size of the place, the automakers attend to small details and design their displays wonderfully. Once inside a building, a guest might notice cars actually zooming around them, since exhibitors construct tracks for test drives. After all, there is no better way to get excited about a dream car than to see it in action. There are plenty of powerful sports cars to make auto lovers drool, though more and more environmentally friendly cars are being featured every year. The 2013 Frankfurt Motor Show takes place this September. Yet, as great as it's going to be for hardcore motorheads, the event has more to offer than just cars. The exhibition is also a showcase for artistic design, green technology, and international business. For an exciting drive into the future, go and see the Frankfurt Motor Show.
All right, today's article begins by saying the Frankfurt Motor Show is a large event that occupies 12 buildings.
Wow.
A German giant such as BMW would get its own building.
Nice.
So this show occupies 12 buildings. So that just means it takes up that amount of space. They need 12 whole buildings just to get all these cars, all
Imagine
these vendors,
all those cars,
all these people inside. So 12 buildings, and if you're a big company like BMW, one of the biggest car companies on the planet, well, you get your own building.
Nice.
So that's how you know you are one of the big guys at this show. If they say, ah, BMW, you're here, great, your building is this way, then you know you're one of the stars of the show.
Nice, okay. 所以呢，我们来看看哦，所以幻想其实车子有这么多，那到底要怎么展出呢？到底呢，诶，这个一个建筑物是够不够？当然是不够的啊。我们课文就一开始提到，它占据了怎么样？ It occupies 12 buildings. 哇，到底有多大？就是没错，它占据了12个建筑物啊。这里我们看到的 occupy 通常它可以指占一个空间或是时间都可以，就是指占据这样子的意思哦。 OK， 那另外呢，我们看到了 a German giant、What does giant mean here in this context?
When we're talking about something that is giant, it is very, very large in size. Now we also had things from like myth and legend. We would talk about giants. They'd be like really super huge big people.
Right.
But in this case, when we're talking about a giant company or a giant industry, it just means the company makes a lot of money, has a lot of employees, and makes a lot of products. So, of course, we would describe BMW as being a giant of the car industry.
Of course. Okay. 那我们都知道，一般呢，我们在故事书看到可能巨人就会用 giant 这个字来表示。 不过课文在这里是指实力非常强的一间公司啊，像是我们提到的 BMW， 马上就会想到哇，它是德国非常大的一个车的一个品牌哦，所以我们可以因此可以提到说它是非常的 powerful 或是非常的 successful 这样子的意思，所以可以用 giant 来表示哦。 OK, let's continue and read on.
The next sentence says the 230,000 square metersthat hold the show can fit 28 soccer fields. So this is just to give you an idea of the size. You might hear 12 buildings and it's kind of hard to understand. Like, how big is that?
Right.
Well, we have 230 square meters, and if that doesn't mean anything to you, well, picture 28 soccer fields. How
huge
is that? I mean, to run up and down a soccer field is very, very tiring. It's a long way. It's a big distance.And we talk about a soccer field, but let's talk about some other sports terms that have to do with places that people will play.
OK. 好，我们先来看一下刚刚呢，大家可能觉得12个建筑物可能比较没有感觉。不过这里我们再补充说明，如果呢，你可以想象呢，是28个足球场大，你不就觉得很恐怖？这里我们用 soccer field 来表示足球场。不过刚刚 Joe 他还说，哎，我们来顺便也可以补充其他这个运动的这个场地要怎么说？比方像是呢，这个篮球场我们就可以用 basketball court， OK？ 或者呢，像是网球 ，I love watching tennis。
Tennis is a lot of fun。
Yeah， 我们也可以用 tennis court 来表示网球场。Court 的拼法是 C O U R T。
The next sentence says, despite the massive size of the place, the automakers attend to small details and design their displays.So this place is massive. Again, this is a word that just means huge. It's very, very big. But even though it's very big, the vendors, the people at the show, they attend to these small details and they design their displays wonderfully. To attend to something just means that you see that something is done or you make sure that something is taken care of. So in other words, you are responsible for those details.And they are responsible for them, and they design their displays wonderfully. Well, attend to is our shortcut for you for today, so let's take a quick break to learn some more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Have a look at my painting and tell me what you think.
I think you really need to attend to some details a bit more.
What kind of event do you want me to go to?
To attend to something means to pay attention to it very carefully.
Oh, so attend to means 致力于注意。
Exactly. You forgot to attend to many details. For example, you forgot to paint the leaves on the trees.
Oops.You're right. I'll be more careful next time.
Yeah, you have to attend to many little things like this if you want to become a famous artist one day.
Well, you're not perfect either. If you attend to your homework, you might get better grades.
I guess you've got a point.
OK, 刚刚呢我们再回到刚刚那一句的课文，其实出现了蛮多字哦，我们同学们可能需要补充。像是 massive 这个字呢，它就是指非常巨大的，非常大规模这样子意思哦。比方像是我们可以说啦， You can find a massive amount of information on the internet. Of course, we can find lots and lots of great info on the internet. We also saw this word automaker.OK, 它是指什么呢？就是汽车的制造业者这样的意思。而刚刚我们有提到呢 ,attend to, 这个片语就是指致力于什么什么。所以呢即使呢我们会觉得说哇这个车展是非常大规模的，但是呢其实呢这个汽车的制造业者呢也不会忘记呢这个最小最小的 details, 所以他们每一个小细节都是非常的精致哦。
So if you actually go to this auto show,
Right. Here's
an idea of what you might see.Once inside a building, a guest might notice cars actually zooming around them.
Whoa.
Since exhibitors construct tracks for test drives. So you might see people actually driving cars because they actually construct these tracks. To construct just means to build something. You can construct a building, you can construct a house, and you can construct these tracks. That's a piece of road that the cars will drive around on. And what do they need them for? Well, for test drives.
Nice.
If you're going to go buy a car, you don't just go look at the car and say, yeah, that looks good, I'll take it, no problem. No, you take it for a test drive. Somebody who is selling the car will go with you to make sure you don't drive like a crazy person or steal the car. And you drive around the city and you try the car out, see if you like it. That's what a test drive is.
Nice, okay. 我们先回到前面哦。其实呢，这个我们大概要想一下，如果我们是一个 guest， 我们是一个来到这个车展的一个宾客的时候，我们大概会有什么样的一种体验或是感觉？首先我们会看到哇，一进去可能我们就会发现，哎，怎么四处都有车子 zoom， OK， zoom around you。Zoom 呢，大家听到声音有没有感觉它听起来像车子 zoom 很快的这样飞过，或是开过的声音？不好意思，不是飞，车子不能用飞。OK， 所以比方呢，像是如果我说 cars were zooming down the highway， 就有 zooming 跟这个 speeding 就是很快速的开过去，其实有类似这样子的意思哦。那后面呢，其实我们又看到了一些字哦，比方像是 construct 这个字，它其实跟刚刚 Joe 老师有提到的 build 这个意思是差不多，就是建造或者就是构成什么东西。所以刚刚我们提到说很棒哦，为什么会提到车子这样在你身边开过？原来呢是这个展览的这个策划的人呢，他想到说呢，他事实上可以让这个来的前来的人去怎么样，来了一个 test drive。 test drive 就是像我们买车的时候通常会怎么样试车这样子的意思啦。
Now we were talking about taking these cars for a test drive. Now why would they want to do that? Well, after all,
There is no better way to get excited about a dream car than to see it in action.
That's right. You need to see the car in action. You just need to actually look at it and see how it performs on the road. Get a feel for how it drives, how it handles, things like that. So there's no better way to do it. It just means this is the best way to do something. So we often say there is no better way to do something than to do something else.
OK， 那我们用 there is no better way， 然后做什么事情 than 做什么事情，就是呢做某些事情是最好的，再好也不过这样的意思啦。所以在本课他是说没有什么比这个看到你梦想中的车子活生生怎么样出现在你眼前或是行驶在你眼前更加兴奋这样的意思啦。 So let's continue reading.
It goes on to say there are plenty of powerful sports carsTo make auto lovers drool, though more and more environmentally friendly cars are being featured every year. So there are plenty of sports cars. Just means there's a lot of sports cars. And sports cars are basically cars that are meant to go very, very fast or even to race.
Right.
But basically cars that go fast. And those can make auto lovers drool. Drool, yeah, it just means, well, like spit comes out of your mouth.
Gross.
Like,if you own a dog, you know what drooling is, because anytime you call them to eat, if you show them food, drool comes out of their mouth. And we often use this figuratively when talking about people. If they see the cars, they don't actually go, drool comes out of their mouth. That's what happens when you see a sports car. But there are also other kinds of cars, environmentally friendly cars, like, say, hybrid cars, for example. Those are the big environmentally friendly cars that everybody talks about today.
Right, okay, 我们一开始先看到这个片语 plenty of 就指很多很大量这样子的意思。比方像是呢，如果呢你要去这个运动的时候，运动前跟后都要记得要补充很多的水分哦，你就可以这么说啦。Remember to drink plenty of water before and after you exercise. That's really important. Okay, we also saw this word drool. D-R-O-O-L. Okay, 一般呢它其实只是流口水啦，可是其实它是有着这种比喻式的，就是哇，你看到一个非常喜欢或是非常羡慕的东西，所以你都看到很想要流口水。Okay, so for example, I could talk about everyone was drooling over his new car.
That's right.
Okay, so they are really jealous or envious. Wow, nice car. Okay, and we also talked about environmentally friendly. 通常我们指某个东西非常环保的话，在本课当中我们是指车子呢，它可能有这个因为考虑到这个回收这个能量的时候，所以很多它现在呢新的科技也可以做出非常环保的车子哦。
The next sentence says the 2013 Motor Show takes place this September. Yet, as great as it's going to be for hardcore motorheads, the event has more to offer than just cars. So, this is going to be a great show for hardcore motorheads. Mm-hmm. If you are hardcore about something, it just means you're very active and enthusiastic. You really, really love something,
right.
In other words.
And that's what we often talk about, hardcore fans.
Yeah, hardcore fans of, like, say, a team, like the Brother Elephants or something like that.
Okay. So let's continue reading. The exhibition is also a showcase for artistic design, green technology, we talked about environmentally friendly, mm-hmm. and international business. For an exciting drive into the future, go and see the Frankfurt Motor Show. Well, there are a lot of words here. How about we start by explaining showcase?
A showcase is simply an event or like an occasion that shows the abilities or good qualities of someone or something in an attractive or favorable way. So this is a showcase for all these car companies to come and show off their cars.
Right, 所以 showcase 在这里呢是一个名词，表示呢显示一些非常棒的东西，或是可以提供很好的东西亮相的一个地方哦，这样子的意思。哦，我们刚刚有提到 artistic， 当然就是指非常有艺术性啦，或是外表非常精美这样的意思。而这个绿能科技，当然我们就是 green technology。And we also saw the word international.
That's right. International just means having to do with many different countries, not just one country.Not just like Canada or the U.S. or Mexico, but many, many different countries from around the world.
当然最后我们看到了就是 international 这个形容词就是表示国际的这样意思。因此国际巨星呢我们可以就是用 international superstars or international stars 来表示哦。Well, I guess that's it for our today article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, well, here's our For You Chat question, and since I don't drive, I'm going to ask Joe, what kind of car would be perfect for you?
Well, I've owned a few different kinds of cars
wow,
in my life,
nice.
But the one that I really liked was a little sports car that I had.
Ooh.
It only had two doors, just two seats.
Nice.
It was pretty small, but man, it could fly down the highway. Of course, I always drove within the speed limit. Yeah, let's just say that car could really go.
Mm-hmm.
I like all kinds of cars, though. I don't drive much now because I live...
Oh, you don't.
I live in the city, and I can take a bus, public transportation,
MRT. Do you ride the
MRT. Scooter? I have ridden a scooter before as well. So I kind of miss cars. But you know what I don't miss about cars?
What?
Paying for a car.
Right.
Paying for gas, paying for licenses.
Yeah, it's quite expensive to have a car, huh?
It's really expensive. So cars can be fun. There's lots of different kinds of cars or automobiles. There's, you know, SUVs. There's sports cars. There's family cars. There's vans.
Different kinds of cars.
Trucks. There's all kinds of vehicles for whatever you might need. So you guys can discuss this as well, whether you drive or not. What kind of car would be perfect for you?Well, that's all the time we have for today's show, but please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Frankfurt Motor Show. The Frankfurt Motor Show is a large event that occupies 12 buildings. A German giant such as BMW would get its own building. The 230,000 square meters that hold the show can fit 28 soccer fields. Despite the massive size of the place, the automakers attend to small details and design their displays wonderfully. Once inside a building, a guest might notice cars actually zooming around them, since exhibitors construct tracks for test drives. After all,There is no better way to get excited about a dream car than to see it in action. There are plenty of powerful sports cars to make auto lovers drool, though more and more environmentally friendly cars are being featured every year. The 2013 Frankfurt Motor Show takes place this September. Yet, as great as it's going to be for hardcore motorheads,The event has more to offer than just cars. The exhibition is also a showcase for artistic design, green technology, and international business. For an exciting drive into the future, go and see the Frankfurt Motor Show. Vocabulary Review.
Occupy. Cars occupied every spot in the parking lot at the shopping center. Construct. Young children like to construct tiny buildings out of toy blocks. Showcase. The new sports car is a showcase of the latest technology. Artistic. Lisa is artistic because she is good at singing and writing songs. International. McDonald's is an international company with restaurants all over the world.